Okay, I think I will read some recent poems, and then I'll maybe end up with a couple poems from Lucky Life. I think this clock is keeping good time. I'm trying to do this, to pace this and all.
This is a little harder because we have a manuscript we're working at and stuff like that.
When I came to Iowa, I had to go to all these shops and buy chairs and lampshades, toasters, particularly toasters. And it's really true. I went to a Salvation Army place and tried a toaster, and they wouldn't guarantee me that it would pop up and so on. Had a big fight. So this poem is called The Dancing. It's a memory, but it's really what it is. I moved from that to a memory of my father, who used to have this... He used to make music, this kind of very, very ancient, probably the earliest music, the body music, you know. Did your father do that? Do you do that? Doesn't everybody's father do that? I mean, he would sing Ukrainian songs and dance around the room. He'd say, hey, I'm the singer, dance! Wow! And this is a memory of that. Living in Pittsburgh on a street called Beechwood Boulevard. The other thing about this and a couple, these are all short poems that I've recently written, is that they're all sort of oriented in a strange way to music. It's not strange at all. I live in a very empty house, alone, for the first time since my early 20s. The only thing I have, some piece of furniture I have, is a music system. I have nothing to do there but, you know, teach about an hour a week. So I listen to music all day long. In all these rotten shops, and all this broken furniture and wrinkled ties, baseball trophies and coffee pots. I have never seen a post-war Philco with the automatic eye, nor heard Ravel's Bolero the way I did in 1945 in that tiny living room on Beechwood Boulevard, nor danced as I did then, my knives all flashing, my hair all streaming, my mother red with laughter, my father cupping his left hand under his armpit, doing the dance of old Ukraine, the sound of his skin half drum, half fart. The world at last a meadow, the three of us whirling and singing, the three of us screaming and falling as if we were dying, as if we could never stop. 1945, Pittsburgh, beautiful, filthy Pittsburgh, home of the evil melons, 5,000 miles away from the other dancing in Poland. Germany, oh God of mercy, oh wild God.